Jackie Robinson is known for breaking the color barrier in baseball. However, some people say the first athlete to break that trend took the field decades earlier in a different sport. His story is one still well known in mid-Missouri, and is today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
According to the American Heart Association, more than one in three Americans has some form of cardiovascular disease. A local research study is looking at a new treatment for cardiovascular disease that focuses on LDL, or bad cholesterol. If you are 40 to 85 years of age and have had a heart attack, stroke, or peripheral artery disease, you may be eligible to participate in the four-year study. To learn more, visit heartclinicalstudy.com or call 1-855-61-STUDY.
Beginning in the 1880s, horse trainer Tom Bass made quite a name for himself. Not only was he one of the nation's top trainers, he was a black man showing horses in a white world. People took notice when he trained a very unruly mare for the show ring. He disclosed his secret.
He had invented a new bit for the horse that was more humane for horses, and it's called the Bass bit, and it's still used today. It was something that he didn't patent. He said that that was his gift to horses.
Mary White Littrell says Bass soon established his own farm here in Mexico, Missouri.
He builds a barn here in Mexico and has his own stable of horses. He was visited by five presidents of the United States that bought horses from him, one being Teddy Roosevelt.
His fame grew around the world. He even received an invitation from the Queen of England to parade his horses there. He broke color barriers, yet race was on his mind.
He was accepted in the saddle horse world for the most part. There were times that there were lynchings throughout the area, and there were fears what might happen to him and his relatives.
One year, he was not allowed to show at the Iowa State Fair because he was black. White trainers showed his horses, won numerous awards, and gave them to Bass.
I've always been taught in history, Jackie Robinson was the first person to break the color barrier, the first athlete. But I found that that's not really the case. Many people think that Tom Bass was the first black man to break the color barrier and is the first black athlete.
Traveling the countryside in Mexico, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.